A Lenten devotional for March 9th, 2020, based on Genesis 41, verses 46 to 57, by the Reverend Michael Stanton. As I began writing this meditation, I was struggling with depression, overwhelmed by vocational challenges, and dogged by a sense of dread that I was failing. It was in that mental state that I found the depiction of Joseph's prosperity and success irritating, until Manasseh and Ephraim were birthed into the story. The names of Joseph's sons serve as a reminder of the hardships and misfortunes Joseph had endured for the better part of his 30 years of life. Being forsaken by his brothers and sold into slavery, falsely accused of a crime and imprisoned, unmerited hardships resulting from the jealousy and spite of others, and instigated, ironically enough, by Joseph's God-given gifts and obedience. My hardships pale in comparison. Yet in Joseph, we see no indication of a darkening disposition, no hint of resentment, no feelings of failure. His demeanor begs the question, what got him through? As Joseph realized the horrific reality of his brother's intentions, did he have hope? As he was being escorted down the dark corridors leading to his prison cell, did he have hope? What did that hope look like? What form did hope take to enable him to hold on to it and stave off depression, resentment, and defeat? In the midst of these questions, a pattern emerges. At the onset of each of Joseph's hardships, the reality of God's presence is acknowledged. As he was pulled from the pit by his new owners and carried into an unknown future, the Lord was with Joseph. As his eyes were still adjusting to the darkness of his prison cell, the Lord was with Joseph. During the development of each hardship, the power of God's presence is acknowledged, as the baker, the butler, and the Pharaoh all look to Joseph to make sense of their dreams. Joseph asks, "Do not interpretations belong to God?" and declares, "It is not I." And at the conclusion of each hardship, the faithfulness of God's presence is acknowledged. In fact, at the pinnacle of Joseph's prosperity and the birth of his two sons, Joseph gives them Hebrew names, whose meanings declare the faithfulness of God. In the pit, in the prison, and in prosperity, Joseph's hope is rooted not in the circumstances, not in himself, but in the reality of God's powerful and faithful presence. Merciful Lord, in our pits, our prisons, and our prosperity, draw us not to ourselves, but instead to the reality, power, and faithfulness of your presence with us, in, as, and through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Deliver us from the emptiness of self-reliance and use us to share your presence with us and to serve all the world. We make these requests for your glory and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.